This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Ruling parties Nepali Congress and CPN-UML claim to have brought government's policies and programs for stability, development and good governance, instructs MPs to participate in discussions on policies and programs and endorse it with confidence. Government and agitating resident doctors agree on four-point deal. Grade 12 board examinations taking place from today. And 7 people killed and 20 others injured in bombings in South Sudan. Now the news in detail. The CPN-UML parliamentary party meeting discussed the government's policies and programs and concluded that it should be supported. In the meeting of the UML parliamentary party held yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, Prime Minister and CPN-UML parliamentary party leader K.P. Sharma Oli said that the government's policies and programs presented in parliament have come in the right way for political stability, development and good governance in the country. Prime Minister Oli instructed the party's lawmakers to firmly endorse the policies and programs with confidence as it has come in the right way. Prime Minister Oli also said that the lawmakers should play an effective role in implementing the policies and programs that have come in truth without disseminating them, as the opposition will always oppose them no matter how good they are. Prime Minister Oli mentioned that the government aims to rapidly advance the development of the economy by establishing a stable government and good governance with political stability in the country. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has also decided to support the policies and programs brought by the government with constructive suggestions. Chief Whip of Nepali Congress, Shyam Ghimire, said the meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party held yesterday concluded that the budget for the coming fiscal year should also be prepared accordingly for the implementation of the policies and programs presented in the Federal Parliament. Chief Whip Ghimire said since the work of drafting the bill in the Parliament has not gained momentum, the party should work to accelerate it in the coming days. Similarly, in the meeting, it was emphasized that all parliamentarians should be committed to passing the bill by the 15th of the Nepali month Ashad. The government and the agitating resident doctors have signed a four-point agreement yesterday. After the agreement between the Ministry of Health and Population and Nepal Medical Association, the agitating resident doctors have withdrawn all their protest activities. Division head at the Ministry, Dr. Bhim Prasad Sapkota, and Association's General Secretary, Sanjeev Tiwari, signed the deal. As per the agreement, all the resident doctors undergoing master's degree of medical education in the private medical colleges would get the stipend equal to the 8th level health officer being provided by the public medical institutions. Likewise, the Ministry of Health and Population would form a task force and submit its report within 15 working days regarding the day off, duty hour, additional facilities and other issues of the resident doctors. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel was also present in the talks. The Grade 12 board examinations are taking place at designated centres across the country from today. According to National Examination Board, NEB, the exams will be held daily from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and will continue until May 16. A total of 1,590 examination centres have been set up in Nepal, with an additional centre set up in Japan. The NEB has urged students to attend the examinations with confidence and positivity. This year, 511,525 students from 5,202 schools will appear for the exams. To ensure smooth operations, the board has deployed center heads, assistant center heads, around 2,000 administrative staff, at least one office assistant per center, and of approximately 20,000 security personnel based on the student volume. Examination Controller at NEB, Krishna Prasad Sharma, informed that special arrangements have been made for students with hearing impairments, visual impairments or other physical challenges. Provisions have also been made for students in prisons or juvenile correction centers. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said that the law formulation process after the promulgation of new constitution is ongoing and so far 214 acts were made since then. During a discussion program on three-tier legislative interrelations and law scrutiny jointly organized by the Bagmati Province Government, the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Law, and the Federalism and Localization Center, FLC, yesterday, Minister Chaurasia said that corruption should be ended in the country on the basis of cooperation, coordination and consensus of all three layers of government. He also pleased to make the local and province government more powerful instead of cutting their rights while making laws. On the occasion of 32nd World Press Freedom Day yesterday, the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has launched its annual report titled Press Freedom and Journalist Safety 2082 BS in Kathmandu. Calling for a safe and supportive environment for journalists and emphasizing the need to protect and promote press freedom, the FNJ urged the state and relevant stakeholders to ensure a press-friendly atmosphere. The Umbrella Organization of Working Journalists concluded that past year from May 4, 2024 to April 30, 2025 was a challenging period for press freedom and the safety of journalists, much like previous years. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to be sensitive to respect and protect freedom of expression and press freedom. Nepal welcomed over 116,000 foreign tourists in last month, April. According to the statistics of the Nepal Tourism Board, a total of 116,490 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal in April against 111,376 during the same period in 2024 and 98,773 in 2023. It is the first such highest foreign footfall in 5 years. The board said in a recent press statement, the gradual rise of tourist visiting following the COVID-19 pandemic indicates a growing recovery in the tourism sector as in the pre-pandemic time and an increasing global interest in Nepal. Among those coming to Nepal last April, Indians constitute the highest number at 25,933, followed by 10,053 from the USA, 9,037 from China and 6,838 from the UK, among others. According to the board data, there has been a surge of 106.5% in the number in external tourist arrival compared to 2019. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 7 people have been killed after a hospital and a market were bombed in South Sudan. The BBC quoted a medical charity, Doctors Without Borders, MSF, as saying fears grow of a return to civil war as helicopter gunships dropped a bomb on the pharmacy of the hospital it runs in Old Fangok of Jonglei State, followed by a bombing through drone at a local market. The hospital is the only one in Fangok County which has a population of more than 110,000 people whose all medical supplies were destroyed in the bombardment. The charity called the attack, which left 20 people injured, a clear violation of international humanitarian law. Rights groups have been calling for the military to stop bombing civilian areas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi and Lumini province, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling parties Nepali Congress and CPN-UML claim to have brought government's policies and programs for stability, development and good governance. Instructs MPs to participate in discussions on policies and programs and endorse it with confidence. Government and agitating resident doctors agree on four-point deal. Grade 12 board examinations taking place from today. And 7 people killed and 20 others injured in bombings in South Sudan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.